Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We want to chat to Mayo and Kerry's biggest fans about who's going to hail victorious this Sunday afternoon. Sheila is with me on the line today. Sheila Clark from Clark's Shop in Ballina in Mayo. I believe you've the place well decked out, Sheila.
Oh, green and red now, as far as the eye can see.
Brilliant. Describe the scene for listeners, Sheila, today.
Well, flags and bunting and car flags and you name it now, it's all out on show.
Yeah. How nervous are you?
Oh, look, the nerves are there. All we can do is keep everything crossed. And I don't know if the Child of Prague will do any good, but we'll try anything now at this stage.
You'll try, yeah. Are you going?
Yeah, look, I'm not, unfortunately, no. I wouldn't sort of put myself up there now as a diehard Mayo fan, but
right.
Everybody loves to see them in Croke Park for a final.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you can't but get behind the boys, like, to get this far in fairness to them, you know, they've done us proud. But I'll tell you, Sunday will be Sunday, there won't be tumbleweeds now is all we'll have on the streets on Sunday.
The whole county must be going at this stage.
If they're not up in Croke Park, they'll be glued to a big screen. There's big screens set up all over town. Look at the excitement now, is just up to 90, it really is.
Yeah, Noel is with us too, Sheila. You're a Kerry season ticket holder, so you're sorted for your seat on Sunday. You are, Noel?
I am indeed, Andrea, yeah. I'm season ticket holder for us since they came into being, really.
Yeah, this is where they're good value, isn't it? When you get to the All-Ireland.
Well, of course, that's one of the carrots, isn't it?
Yeah.
That you're guaranteed a ticket for the All-Ireland. Now, they have devalued slightly since they came in. We used to get more matches. But still, it's very good.
Sure, no one's going to listen to you complain now when you're going to the All-Ireland final on Sunday. How are you overly excited? Are you quietly confident? How are you feeling, Noel?
Quietly confident, yes. It's very, very much so. Of course, anything happened on the day, but... If you take the two teams on their merits so far, Kerry are well ahead in that score. But at the same time, anything can happen on the day.
Yeah.
Depends on who turns up and who plays well. If all the Kerry players play well on Sunday, they'll win with a little bit of spare, I should imagine. They have like 1-26. They're better.
Yeah.
End of story, really.
And tell me, we can't deny that, really. Yeah, tell me about the buzz in Kerry. Is there much buzz in Kerry this afternoon, Noel?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know, because I'm a bit detached from that. I'm living in Dublin. I have been for 50 years, but I travel up and down the country to the matches. I have my flags out and so on here, doing my bit for the county. But, I keep in touch reading the Kellyman and all the local paper and so on and so forth. But there's one house, I believe, in Killargan. I see it up in line there, and it's something else altogether. I mean, everything is painted green and yellow. Everything outside the house, the lawn, everything is just green and yellow. Everything, all the ornaments, tractors, you name it, everything is.
I love that. I've seen, sheep wearing the green and red, Sheila, online. I've seen photographs of houses been painted in the Mayo colours. And it's a brilliant buzz. And like when you hear Noel talking about that kind of quiet confidence, you know, will that, do you think, give fans, Mayo fans, a little bit of a burst of energy? Does that entice them a little bit more?
Well, look, they've earned their place at the final too, so you can't deny them their confidence in that regard. But I tell you, there'd be nothing like the support that there'll be for Mayo. Absolutely nothing like it. Because it's just, I don't know what it is, I couldn't tell you, but we will row in behind them to the last whistle now, so we will.
Yeah, you're looking forward to it. Cameron Hill and Owen Sheehan from Off the Ball, our resident Kerry and Mayo men respectively, are with me here as well in studio today. Quite a few texts on from listeners coming in to say there doesn't seem to be much buzz about the All-Ireland this year. Is it just because, you know, Kerry are back in it again and they feel it's a done deal?
I think that's probably part of it, all right, Andrea. And I think the penny has kind of dropped only in the last 24 hours that this could be a contest. I think as the semi-finals played out, there was clearly one weight of the draw that was in favour of Kerry and Dublin, and Andy Moran himself was on the record saying that whoever won that game is likely to win the final. But it's only really in the last couple of days that people have sort of woken up to the fact that there are in fact two teams in this final, and people have now started to give Mayo a bit of a chance. And the realisation that this thing might actually happen for Mayo on Sunday. If you go back to any of their other All-Ireland finals, particularly 2017, 2016 and 2021, there was a real sense of anticipation that the long drought without the All-Ireland all the way back to 1951 might actually end. I haven't really heard any talk like that in the last week and a half since the semi-finals. Mm. Only in the last 24 hours has that hype really started to ratchet up a small bit, because it would be the biggest sporting thing to happen in this country in I don't know how long if Mayo were to win on Sunday. And I just don't really get a sense that people are appreciating that possibility. Now, I will say that the hunt for tickets seems particularly tough this year. You throw Mayo into any All-Ireland final and it becomes an absolute dogfight for tickets. So that does exist out there. That is very real. So there's definitely anticipation and expectation from a large section of fans.
If Mayo win, I won't be seen for a week with the celebrations, says this texter. And another listener tells me Tyrone and Dublin weren't too far off Kerry. So I really believe that Mayo can do it. Your colleague Cameron Hill is with me in Studio Own as well. If you took off your sports analyst hat for a minute, how did your Mayo heart feel?
I have to say I'm very disappointed by Noel and Owen for being so magnanimous and giving Mayo a chance. I wanted a bit more arrogance to maybe spur everybody on. But I think Owen's hit the nail on the head in that there is a kind of quiet confidence that's built throughout the week in Mayo. I think the fact that Andy Moran's come out and said, listen, get excited, because
absolutely
we're not there often
about
enough.
It's amazing.
These days don't come around, and this for the likes of Kobe McDonald and Dara Byrne and a lot of those young players, it's their first final at Croke Park. And, you know, the fact that they don't have the baggage of the trauma of 21 and 2016 and 2017, that might help them too. But even the fact that it's only been a week, like if you went to before with the split season, there'd be 4 weeks of this build-up in Mayo and you'd get way ahead of yourself, and ultimately you'd be fatigued with it by the time the day actually rolled around, and then there was the disappointment. Whereas this year it felt like we've been in bonus territory the whole way through. I don't think anyone, if you set it out in February, expected this Mayo team to be here. So you're playing with house money, and I think you embrace that, and it's a final.
Just
who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, I remember last year with Donegal and Kerry, and Owen, you and I had met many evenings in advance and in the aftermath of this and like the buzz it brings is just brilliant. It's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, there really is nothing like it. I will say Mayo do bring something completely different to it, and Donegal did as well last year, to be fair. It's really when it's a Kerry versus Dublin final that's when maybe the colour and the novelty around it kind of diminishes, but the sporting fair is obviously something that makes up for that. But if you've got any other county involved in it, there is just a sense of madness. Like Kerry and Dublin are the dominant teams. They've won more than half the All-Irelands between them. So the possibility of anybody else getting their hand on Sam naturally just sends that county into a complete frenzy. But like, I think we as a show on Off the Ball, for example, I think we would actually pick up and we would actually broadcast from Mayo on Monday evening were they to win the All-Ireland. And again, going back to my earlier point, like I just think we need to start comprehending what might actually happen.
Oh,
were
brilliant.
They to win this thing?
Anything can happen in a cup finals, as this texter. Come on, Mayo, enjoy it. These days don't come often enough, of course, unless you're from County Kerry. And another listener's got in touch to tell us if Wicklow can win the Talton Cup, then Mayo can win Sam, because miracles do happen, apparently. How do you see the scoreline on Sunday, Sheila?
Do you know what? I can't even go there, and I'm not even sure with the nerves that I'll be able to watch. I'll be keeping an ear attuned to it. Absolutely, I'll be following it, but I don't know that I'll have the stamina to actually watch it, because I wouldn't be fit. I am so looking forward to the day, and I think the excitement around here now is just something else. Well, I think the boys are going to do us proud, win, lose or draw.
Yeah.
And
if the way exactly. What about you, Noel? What's the scoreline in your eyes?
Kelly by 5-6 points, I should imagine. Yeah, anything else? I'd be
5 or 6 points. Do you agree with that, Owen Sheehan? Is Owen still with us, Owen? Do you agree? What do you see the scoreline on Sunday?
A single point victory, Andrea, I think, is what all Kerry people should be predicting.
And finally, Cameron Hill.
I'm going to go Mayo by two. Why the hell not?
Yeah, why not is right. Listen, we'll talk to you all Monday, regardless, I suppose, of whoever is victorious. For the moment, we'll leave it there. Cameron Hill and Owen Sheehan from Off the Ball. Noel and Sheila, thanks a million for getting in touch with us. Paddy in Cross McGlen has got in touch to say the Mayo fans have to remember that in 2002, no one gave Armagh a chance against Kerry. The arrogance of Kerry that day, that was their downfall, according to Paddy. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.